From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The multilateral meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also will hold discussions with regional and international partners on October 16th in London. Britain is warning that Russia faces becoming a pariah state for its bombing campaign in support of Syrian government forces. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In an emergency parliamentary debate Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Russia was becoming a pariah nation.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes in the face of international contempt for what is happening in Syria.
Lawmakers repeatedly called for Britain to help enforce a no-fly zone to protect civilians. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Russia is denying those charges. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria who are using civilians, he says, as human shields in Aleppo. German officials say a Syrian man under arrest for allegedly planning a bomb attack has killed himself in the detention center in Leipzig. Saxony State Justice Ministry says Jaber al-Bakr killed himself Wednesday evening. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Supporters of the bill charged the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's defense ministry says three soldiers and two civilians were killed Wednesday when assailants attacked a military position in the north near the Mali border. One soldier is missing, three were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack at Intangam. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. His campaign continues even though many Republican leaders have abandoned Trump's campaign following the release of news stories about his past statements demeaning women. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida.
There's never been a time like this in our country. And Congress, in all fairness, and I'm so disappointed in them. I am so disappointed in Congress. I am so disappointed. And I mean both sides. I'm not talking Republican, Dem. I'm talking everybody.
New opinion polls show Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, with an average 6.2% lead over Trump. The UN human rights chief says Donald Trump would be, in his words, dangerous from an international point of view if elected president.
If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it's without any doubt that he would be dangerous.
Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein called some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture deeply unsettling and disturbing. The Clinton campaign is facing more controversy stemming from thousands of hacked emails written by staffers and published by WikiLeaks. On Wednesday, the latest batch to be publicized involves comments campaign communications director Jennifer Palmieri made about Catholics in 2011. Meanwhile, Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking his emails. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov denies Russia's involvement in the leaks. In an interview with CNN in Moscow, Lavrov dismissed the claims as ridiculous and added it's flattering, of course, to get this kind of attention. The chief executive officer of the second largest U.S. bank will step down in the aftermath of a scandal over its sales practices. San Francisco-based Wells Fargo announced Wednesday John Stumpf has resigned effective immediately and will be replaced by chief operating officer Tim Sloan. Stumpf will also relinquish his title as chairman. The company last month agreed to pay $185 million to settle allegations that its workers opened millions of accounts without customers' permission in order to reach aggressive sales targets. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.